In Northwest news from KPLU, the Seahawks continue their quest for a wild card playoff spot this Sunday, hosting the Cleveland Browns at CenturyLink Field. Fans will see two new running backs and an interesting quarterback matchup. We find out more in this week's chat with KPLU sports commentator Art Teal. Art, the Seahawks do have a running back crisis with Marshawn Lynch still recovering from hernia surgery and rookie Thomas Rawls suffering a broken ankle last Sunday. They've re-signed someone they dumped at the start of the season, Christian Michael.
Boy, was I surprised. That came out of nowhere, really. I mean, I could see where people would make a logical conclusion because Christian Michael, his career was dwindling here. In fact, he was a free agent. Michael was a second-round draft pick in the 2013 draft. People were very excited about his physical ability, but the coaches kept trying to get him to do things the way they wanted it done, like carrying the ball in the proper hand when you're going into tacklers, and he kept resisting. He was so inconsistent in his ability to apply himself that the physical talent didn't matter if he wasn't doing things the proper way. So on September 6th, the Seahawks said, we're done, and washed their hands of Michael, trading him to the Cowboys for a seventh-round draft pick. He played in only five games as a backup for the Cowboys before they released him, and he wound up going to the Washington Redskins to their practice squad, and then they released him. So he was without a job and maybe without an NFL future until the Seahawks, in their emergency, called him and said, come back.
So he's come full circle. He's back in town, and you talked to Michael Wednesday at Seahawks practice. How was he?
Humble, which was actually a remarkable thing because I think a part of his problem was he thought he was better than he was and he needed to be humbled. He said he was being bounced around like this was startling for him. He really didn't expect this and was very uncomfortable. So I think he's coming back in a mood to do well. And I think he's certainly got the physical ability. And if his mind and emotions are properly channeled, the Seahawks may have something. They did sign a second running back, Bryce Brown. He is a three-year pro, but he hasn't played in a year. The two of them are going to compete this week in practice, and we'll see who wins Sunday morning.
And there's also an interesting matchup at quarterback this Sunday, right?
Yes. Johnny Manziel. Johnny Football is in town. So I know there's a temptation to say, lock up your daughters in the liquor cabinet. But Johnny has been through rehab, and he certainly sounded on Wednesday when he had a teleconference with Seattle reporters as if he understood that his misbehaviors over his first 2 years as a quarterback gave him, the Browns, and the NFL a black eye, and he seemed to be properly contrite. So we'll see what happens, but he does have an addictive personality. That means he's going to be a high-maintenance character for the Browns for his tenure. He looked very good last week against the 49ers, beating San Francisco 24-10, throwing for 270 yards, probably his best game as a pro. Can he sustain it? That's going to be the mystery of Johnny Manziel's career in the NFL.
So he looked good last week, but Russell Wilson's been looking really good.
I think the comparison is fairly stark because lots of people here were having anxiety about Russell Wilson and his pop star diva girlfriend, and clearly that was misplaced because Russell Wilson over the last four games is performing as a passer better than any quarterback since 1960 in the NFL when they started keeping more intense data. He is at the peak of his career right now, and I think compared to all the travail and turmoil around Johnny Manziel, the Seahawks fans around this holiday season might want to count their football blessings.
So how do you see it playing out?
Manziel, in his first Seattle appearance, is going to have a very rude and unpleasant welcome. Seahawks 30-10.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.